Oh, hello. Can we please talk about UFC, mixed martial arts, just a few minutes. Basically, there were no fights on at the weekend. Now, I did do a breakdown because I thought that Grasso versus Araujo was on last Friday. It's not. It's on this week. So I didn't actually have time to research it. I've had time since to research it, so I'll be dropping some fight picks for that very soon. But in the meantime, there were no fights to recap and break down. There hasn't been an awful lot going on in terms of MMA news. Nothing new anyway. So I thought, let's have a bit more fun and do a little breakdown for one of the other beefs, the big beefs in the combat sports mixed martial arts arena. I am talking, of course, about UFC president Dana White versus MMA, ex-MMA star slash, star's probably wrong, ex-MMA fighter slash comedian slash podcaster Brendan Big Brown Sharp. So I am going to be breaking that fight down in kind of two arenas, because I don't think it's fair just to do it in MMA, because one of them has a clear advantage there. I'll let you figure out which one that is. So I'm going to be breaking that down in just a couple of seconds. Right, Dana White versus Brendan Schaub in MMA. This one's probably going to be pretty one-sided. I think you know who's going to be getting the better of it. Let's have a look at the tail of the tape, first of all. So, you have Dana White coming in at 5'11", tipping the scales at 217 pounds. He's recently come out looking real shredded. I'll put the picture up there. Like, he's basically, he got... He did one of those DNA things where they said, you have 10 years left to live. Ask any doctor. Those things are fucking bullshit. So look, he didn't get a diagnosis. Like, a lot of people say, well, Dana White was told he had 10 years left to live. That wasn't a doctor telling him that. It was one of these fucking stupid internet company things that was telling him that. That's not the same thing, guys. Like, I don't know what kind of degree of accuracy those things have, if any. Either way, I think he just thought, yeah, time to get in better shape, take better care of myself. He's looking good. So he's tipping the scales at 217. His age is 53. His reach is definitely shorter than Brendan Sharp's. Then you've got Brendan Sharp coming in at 6'4", tipping the scales at 240. He's probably a little bit thicker than that now. I don't know. He was weighing around 240, around 238 when he was weighing in for MMA. So let's say 240. His age is 39. His reach is 78.5 inches. Which is definitely going to give him the reach advantage. So, let's look at the grappling. The grappling here is obviously in favour of Sharp. He's a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt. He's also a thick boy. Like, you know, he will be able to take Dana White down at will, because look, he's got about, you know, a 30-odd pound weight advantage. He's going to use that. He'll push him against the fence. He'll probably get the double leg because he's a much bigger guy. His arms will just wrap around Dana White's legs. He'll close his hands, lift him up, slam him into the floor, and then he'll work towards getting that submission, no problem at all. Let's have a look at the boxing. The boxing advantage has got to go in favour of Dana White. I mean, yes, Brendan Schaub is a professional fighter, but I mean, Dana White used to coach boxing. You know, yes, it was to soccer mums in Boston. And it was, you know, 40 years ago. Probably not 40 years ago, 30 years ago. But he was still a boxing coach. And actually, you know what? Dana White, he loves boxing. To me, like, in all seriousness, like, that was a little joke there. But in all seriousness, Dana White loves boxing. I think in terms of boxing technique and stuff like that, Brendan Schaub still like you better. But for fun's sake, let's say that Dana White has the advantage in boxing. He's going to have the speed. He's going to have the footwork. He's going to stick and move. He's going to be lighter. He's going to be significantly lighter. He's going to be the lighter athlete. He's going to be getting around. He's going to move around a little bit, as Schaub's friend Callan likes to say. He's going to move around, you know. So I think in boxing range, Dana White definitely has the advantage. But Brendan Schaub, he's just going to be bigger, thicker. He's going to have those kicks as well. He'll have the advantage on the feet as well. Basically, look, in an MMA fight, let's be fair, Brendan Schaub wins this 10 times out of 10. It's not even a contest. So let's just, for the sake of argument, have a look at a different arena that they could go in. Now, this is more of a gang war type scenario. Who is going to win in some sort of gang war? Because it seems like, you know, Brendan Schaub is trying to take this to the streets, as it were. So let's start with Brendan Schaub in this one. So Brendan Schaub's net worth, $2 million. His job is a podcast / comic. His companies are Tiger Thick Drinks, Tiger Thick Whiskey. Right, so his mates are Rogan and Callan. His mob connections are zero. So, honestly, when you put that up against Dana White, you've got to remember, Dana White, he might have some shady fucking connections here. Like, I'm not even kidding. I think there's a decent chance he had Brock Lesnar shot. I don't think that was diverticulitis. I think that, no, Brock Lesnar was holding out for contract negotiations. All of a sudden, he ends up gut shot in a wood. Okay. Look, when you've got the kind of power to arrange for Brock Lesnar for a hit on Brock Lesnar, that's power, you know, that's a lot of power right there. So you've got Dana White. His net worth is $500 million. So he wins that round. No, hands down. His job is UFC president. I think that, to be fair, that's probably a more important job title as well. The company is the UFC. Let's be fair. Look, I like what Brendan's doing with Tiger Thick, because, you know, it's his own company, he's doing his thing, but it's not on par with the UFC, is it? Dana White wins that hands down. Drinks, Howlerhead Whiskey. Howlerhead is just a bigger seller than Tiger Thick Whiskey. I think they're both probably not great. I mean, Howlerhead at least knows what it is. Howlerhead is, it's like, Howlerhead's a liqueur, as far as I can tell. Like, I wouldn't drink it myself. Like, it's like a Fireball. They're trying to rival Fireball, not nice drinking bourbons. Do you know what I mean? They're two different things entirely. There's a lot of people that I see that have left it bad reviews because they're like, oh, well, no, it's just a shit bourbon. It's like, yeah, because it's meant to be a fucking banana liqueur, you fucking cunt. Read the label. Right, just read it. Like, it's not designed to be a good drinking whiskey. So if you bought it to be a good drinking whiskey, you, sir, are an idiot. That's just it. And Tiger Thick is a blend of, I believe, bourbons and Japanese whiskey. So actually, I do want to try Tiger Thick. I don't think you can get it over here yet, but I'll reserve judgment for tasting it. I think in terms of, like, personal taste, I would probably prefer Tiger Thick to Howlerhead. But in terms of sales, net sales, Howlerhead is really popular right now, so you've got to give it to Howlerhead. Now, in terms of friends, you've got mates with Brendan Schaub, Joe Rogan, Brian Callen. We all know that because, look, one of the things that Brendan Schaub threw out at Dana White as an insult was, oh, yeah, if it wasn't for the Fertitta brothers, you'd be nowhere. It's like, to be fair, mate, if it wasn't for Callen and Rogan, you would not be anywhere in comedy. Ugh, to be fair. Let's be fair here. Don't get me wrong. Schaub has worked hard. Like, I've got a lot of respect for what Schaub did, right? You know, to get, like, even with connections in the industry, to get to selling out arenas within 2 years is fucking unfathomable. That's good for him, right? But he would never have done that without Callan and Schaub. But you have to use those connections. Like, a lot of the comedy industry is all about who you know. That's how you get spots. Trust me, I know this. I am a comedian myself. I'm just breaking into paid work from, like, being an open micer. But it is all about the clicks that you're in. It's all about who you know. So fair play to Brendan for utilising those connections, honestly. Good on you. But did he utilise those connections as well as Dana White did with the Fertitta brothers? No, of course not. Look, it's not even a contest. Dana White, yes, he had some help from the Fertitta brothers, but he turned a company that was worth $4 million and sold it for $4.6 billion with a B, right? It's not even a contest. Dana White wins that round, hands down. And then, As I alluded to earlier, you've got, like, mob connections. If they're going to do this in the street, they're going to need some connections. I don't think that Brendan Schaub's connections are going to quite match up with Dana White's. I'm fairly certain that the Fertitta brothers, they're old school, like, Chicago guys who, I'm pretty sure they're all Chicago guys, but they own casinos in Vegas, right? They were all mob run, all of them. If they're like original, like, kind of casino owners, there's some mob connections in there somewhere. Dana White could probably have you clipped if he wanted to. The man is worth $500 million and he's friends with people who if they're not directly in the mob, they've definitely got some organized crime connection. Please don't have me clipped for saying that, but that's just what, you know, you would assume. So I don't think that Brian Callan's going to be able to match up to that. Don't get me wrong, Brian Callan scares the shit out of me, because he's got some real anger problems. He's an angry man. He's like the kind of guy who would just flip out without thinking, and all of a sudden he's stoving your head in with the vase whilst you're trying to sit there and eat dinner, you know? That's Brian Callan. Like, don't get me wrong, I love Brian Callan. He's funny as fuck, but you can tell he's got some real anger problems. Did you hear, like, the messages he was leaving Bobby Lee? Holy fuck, that's an angry man! That is an angry man. And it seems like he would just, you know, he would flip out kind of without thinking about it. Similar, you know, Brendan Schaub often makes really irrational choice as well. Like to go after Dana White on Twitter. That's an irrational choice. To start bringing fucking Ronda Rousey into it. Irrational. Do you know what I mean? To start going to conspiracy theories. But like, because let's be fair, the whole thing this is about is ridiculous. Like, Dana White and the UFC did not intentionally ask Chimaev to miss weight so that they could change the main event. I'm pretty sure that didn't happen. Like, obviously, like, is it a possibility? Yes, but it's a possibility the sun doesn't come up tomorrow. It's in that kind of realms. It's in that ballpark of being possible. So, yeah. For me, if it goes to the streets, right, Dana White wins hands down. He has the money, he has the resources, he has the connections. Like, if this got really nasty, I wouldn't be surprised to see Brendan Schaub disappear. I'm kidding, of course he wouldn't. He's too big of a name. He's too famous. But it could happen. Either way, that was just a bit of fun. I think that, you know, obviously, if we're going to do this, it would be similar. Like, in summary, you'd have to do it similar to how ONE FC did Demetrius Johnson versus that Muay Thai guy. I forget his name. But basically, you'd have to do one round in MMA, and the next round you'd have to take it to the streets, you'd have to take it to the connections. I think ultimately, if you look at it over the course of the fight, Brendan Schaub ends up dead. So that's it. That's all I got for you. I'll be breaking down Alexa Grasso versus Araujo, and you've got Cub Swanson versus Martinez that wasn't actually on the fight card last week. They must have added that to the event recently. But either way, I'm going to be breaking those two fights down. They'll be up very shortly. One of them will be on my Patreon, probably. Cub Swanson versus Martinez. Yeah, Cub Swanson versus Martinez probably on Patreon. But yeah, so until next time, keep those odds long and those bets terrible.